But not least, we have a performer here who has been blending the sounds of many cultures with bluegrass music for some time. He's played with many influential bands like Mule Skinner, Sea Train, and Old and In the Way. In the mid-60s, he was a bluegrass boy, and his latest Sugar Hill recording is called Bluegrass Boy. And he's here tonight with a star-studded cast. Originally from Wayland, Massachusetts, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Peter Rowan and friends.
When the green fields are gone, when the green grass whispering fields are gone.
When the green fields are gone, when the green grass growing fields are gone. There's work of every kind. The only job I ever got out there was a waiting on a welfare line. Once I had a dollar, once I had a dream. Now all the work is being done by a big old machine. Yeah, we hold just for children. Dust just blows. When the green fields are gone, when the green grass growing fields are gone, when the green fields are gone, when the green grass growing fields are gone. Hey, hey, hey. Let the green fields grow strong. There's a bluegrass revival coming on. Let the green fields grow strong. There's a bluegrass revolution coming on, coming on, coming on, coming on.
Sing a song from an album that we did last year. It's an album called Bluegrass Boy, and this is Ralph Stanley calls this Drum Beats on the Watchtower. It's called Wild Geese Cry Again. Tower, a long journey.
ever tell me if she lives or if she's dying?
Guitar right here. This is Mr. Charles Sawtell. And we'd like to do another song from the album and feature the harmony singing here of Miss Lori Lewis on the little fiddle. Thank you, folks. I want to introduce you to our bass player. This is Mr. Ira Gitlin down from the Washington, Baltimore area. And on the mandolin, over from Washington, D.C. area again, is Akira Otsuka. And playing the five-string banjo, one of my favorite banjo pickers of all times here on the five. This is Mr. Michael Munford. A song that was written by the father of bluegrass music, Bill Monroe. And I'd like to invite Bill Keith out to play on this one if he's here. Mr. Bill Keith. Bill was a bluegrass boy with Del McCurry before I joined up with the bluegrass boys in the early 1960s during the psychedelic era. You'll get your wish. And Bill and I recorded this tune on an album called The First Whippoorwill. I want to play it for you now. the leaves begin to fall. Welcome to the stage, Mr. Daryl Anger and David Greer. We got the hired guns. And we're going to play another Bill Monroe number here. This is one that Mr. Bill Keith, I believe, is. Are you going to kick it off? It's a mandolin kickoff. All right. Might have known that. Roanoke. Welcome Mr. Tim O'Brien to the stage. Yo, Tim. Tim, I want to tell you, when I was a bluegrass boy, you know, we used to play the Grand Ole Opry on a Saturday night and then climb aboard that bus we called the Bluegrass Breakdown. and head up north to Bean Blossom, Indiana, home of the Brown County Jamboree. It was on that bus ride one morning when the bluegrass breakdown lived up to its name. We were stranded on the highway in northern Ohio, Tim. And I want to tell you, we were listening to the Ancient Tones.
Yeah, I know you were, Peter. I know you were doing it. I know that.
The Ancient Tones were speaking, and we're going to play it right now. Yeah. Tim and I want to play this for you called The Walls of Time.
Thank you.
Welcome to the stage, Mr. Tony Trischka. And Mr. Todd Phillips. All right, this is the key of C. Anybody doesn't know that yet? Just reminding myself. Thank you so much. Groove going there, I'll tell you.
The old time groove was rocking. Please make welcome to the stage Mr. Sam Bush, John Cowan, and Larry Amatnick. This is fun. We got the orchestra here tonight. This is a fiddle section. Let's see. We only have three fiddles. If we have a few more fiddles up here, we could really be happening. Larry Amatnick, are you there, my buddy? LaRue.
Larry, you've known about this for weeks, man.
A lot of people wondered about this new special banjo we have on stage tonight, folks. This is a banjo without the magic of the strings. But then again, surprise, right on the bottom of the banjo, there are the strings. Many people didn't know that about this banjo. The only thing this banjo doesn't have is a neck, which is okay. The banjo with strings.
That's the banjo Eddie Adcock played in The Country Gentleman. He used to say Epiphone on the head.
Sometimes I have that too. It goes Epiphone, 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 Epiphone.
Everything is gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be alright.
That was Peter Rowan and Friends. I guess you might like to hear one more. Thank you, folks. Woo! Yes! Make welcome Mr. Tuck Taylor on the dobro. This is good. Yay, Winterhawk. I want everybody to gang around the microphones here. Crowd around. Have we got Mr. Tuck Taylor's dobro right in that? Can you hear it? I'll leave
see his mother and daddy are I'm
go to the next part? Can we go to the bridge? You guys all go to the bridge? Who wants to go to the bridge? Should we do it? Okay.
That was Peter Rowan, and it's very late. We have a lost boy whose name is Nathan. If Nathan's mom and dad are out there, this is Nathan. If his mom and dad are out there, please come to the information booth. And you've been a great audience. And folks, it's late, Peter's tired, the sound people are tired, and Peter will be back tomorrow afternoon with Tony Rice. He will, really, honest.
You bet.
Wow. Thank you. Okay, now we're really going. See you tomorrow. Well, you've been a great audience, and the gospel show will start up again tomorrow morning at 10:30, so go get a good night's sleep. We'll see you back here on the main stage at 10:30, and don't forget the raffle drawings at 12:30. Be here. And oh yes, don't forget to practice for the Weirhawk All Festival Band. Thanks a lot, folks. See you later. Have a safe night.
I'll keep all those memories locked deep in my heart.